You young people have a class motto, a class saying. If you can imagine it, you can achieve it. If you can dream it, you can become it. You really believe that? You're kidding. I mean, do you really believe that? Do you guys really believe that? Good. But now I'm going to tell you the secret that makes it work. It's more than the motto. And the secret is found in the gospel story today. Those 12 disciples of Jesus, when confronted with 5,000 people, all they thought about is what they didn't have. We don't have enough. We can't possibly feed all these people. There are just too many people to take care of. That's what they thought. That's what they worried about. And my guess is they probably worried about it all afternoon. And finally, when the sun started to set, they said, well, we've got to do something. We better go and tell them to get these people out of here. So they go to Jesus and they say, send them to the neighboring farms and villages. They can find a place to sleep and they can get food to eat. And Jesus said to them, why don't you give them something to eat? And they told Jesus that there just wasn't enough, that there just was not enough. All we have is 5 loaves and 2 fish, and that's not enough. It's not going to work. How many times do you tell yourself you don't have enough? I don't have enough energy. I don't have enough understanding. I don't have enough strength. I don't have enough time. I don't have enough. And how many times do you use that as an excuse? How many times do you say, I don't have enough, and that means I can wash my hands of everything? Jesus said to those disciples, you tell the people to sit down, all 5,000 of them, tell them to sit down. And why don't you tell them to gather in groups of 50, because it's going to be easier to get the food around if they're in groups of 50. And then Jesus took what they had. Jesus took what wasn't enough. And he prayed, and he broke the bread, and he broke the pieces of dried fish. And then he put them back in those disciples' hands. He says, now go and do it. You feed them. It's not my job, it's your job. You feed them. And they took what wasn't enough. And they fed all 5,000 people, not just a little bit, but those people ate until they were stuffed. They ate as much as they wanted. And there were 12 baskets left over. Well, the secret is there is enough. There is enough. There is enough energy. There is enough time. You do have enough talent, and you do have enough strength. There is enough. But there are two things you have to do. You have to see yourself, first of all, in service of others, not in service of yourself. You need to be non-selfish, altruistic. That's the first thing. You need to see yourself in service of others. And number two, you need to believe that if you place what you have in the hands of the Lord, if you're willing to take those 5 loaves and 2 fish and put them in the hands of the Lord. If you're willing to do that, between you and the Lord, there is enough. So the secret is, I must look beyond myself. I must see myself in service of others. And I must take who I am and what I have and trust that in placing it in the hand of the Lord, it's enough. And then, once you've done that, then if you can imagine it, you can achieve it. And then if you can dream it, you can become it. You need to help people know that there is enough. You know, we live in a time when people are so taken up with what isn't present, what they don't have, what they lack. More people think about what they are missing than what they have. And more people believe in scarcity than they believe in sufficiency. There is enough so that every man, woman, and child in this world can have decent basic health care. There is enough so that every human being on this planet can have fresh, clean water. There is enough so that every single person has nutritious food. There is enough so that every family can dwell in a home that befits their dignity. There is enough for every child in this world to have an education. There is enough. But it doesn't happen, and it cannot happen, unless every single one of us, every single person on the face of the earth, looks out to their neighbor, and that every single person trusts that with God, what little we have is enough. In fact, it is more than enough. It is an abundance. Well, that's the message I want to leave with you today. And that's what I pray for you. I promise to pray every day that you might truly come to recognize how deeply you have been gifted, that you might look beyond yourselves, and that you might place all that you are and all that you have in the hands of the Lord, in the service of others. Before I conclude, I just want to take a moment of time to say thank you. To say thank you to the parents of these young people. You have nurtured them and you have brought them to this point. You have provided them with an upbringing and an opportunity for faith. And you have nurtured that faith. Husbands and wives in partnership with each other. I want to thank those who are single parents who have handed on their faith to their child, and who have provided for them the opportunities that they might grow in knowing and loving. And lastly, and in a very special way, I want to thank the non-Catholic partners in mixed marriages. When you and your spouse married, you promised to raise your children within the faith of the Catholic Church. Even though that wasn't your tradition, and even though that wasn't your background. And you have done that. You and your marriage partner have fulfilled that promise. In a very special way, I want to acknowledge you and say thank you, thank you, thank you for keeping your word. Let us now turn to the Lord God and let us pray. Please stand.